Hi everyone, welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. If I had to pick the most challenging and upsetting and difficult part of a divorce, everyone has their own thing that they think. But for me, I think it is worrying about how the kids are going to be. It is heartbreaking to think about a kid dealing with their parents' divorce. And I actually experienced that when I got divorced. My kids were 3 and 5. And you know, it's hard to be a kid. And add to that that your parents are separating and you don't really understand it at that age. And even older kids don't really get it. And they're just trying to deal with their own lives and school and making friends and the normal things a kid has to deal with. So to put a divorce on a kid is really hard. Now, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty or say that it's terrible that you're getting divorced. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying that with help and with good decisions, your kids are going to be just fine. And today I want to talk about co-parenting, and I want to talk specifically about trying to co-parent with someone who hurt you. So when you get divorced and you have these feelings of anger and resentment and bitterness, and you don't even want to ever speak to your ex again, if you have kids, you have to. So today I want to talk about co-parenting and try to give you some tips to make co-parenting easier, especially when you're trying to co-parent with someone who hurt you. And to talk about this, I have a great guest. Her name is Rita Morris, and Rita is a licensed therapist. She has a master's degree, but she is a parenting coach. She's been doing this for 8 years. I absolutely think Rita is the perfect person to talk about this with. So hi, Rita.
Hi, Jackie. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so looking forward to hearing what you have to say, because I think this is so important. And I know you work with couples and parents all the time. You do this all day long. And tell me, when people are getting divorced, what are some of the biggest challenges of co-parenting?
I think I would say the biggest challenge is always communication, which for the most part will have always played a role in, you know, the breakdown of a marriage. So trying to communicate with somebody after there's been all this hurt, all this pain, you know, somebody that you had trouble communicating with to begin with, to try to continue that is just, I often like to say it can be somebody's idea of like a sick joke in some way.
Yeah, I could see that. When you're getting divorced, you're so bitter. You know, a lot of people, if you're listening, I'm not going to fault you if some days you're not thinking about your kids. You're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your house. You're thinking about finances. You're thinking about the idea that you could grow old alone. So it's not always about the kids. But the kids, I would say, for most people, most of the time, that is their concern. And when you're angry and bitter at an ex, it is really hard to co-parent, and you don't want to fake it. But I mean, you kind of have to a little, but we're going to get more into that. We don't want you to fake it and have your kids know you're faking. We want to offer you tips that you won't have to fake it, and you'll be really child focused. So with that said, Rita wrote an article for Divorce Girl Smiling called 5 Tips to Co-Parenting with Someone Who Hurt You. And we're going to go over all the tips, and Rita's going to expand on each tip. And I think that'll be really helpful. The first tip of 5 co-parenting tips with someone who hurt you is 1, deal with your own feelings. Rita, what does that mean?
So I like to call this the emotional muck that was your marriage, because as we go through this, you know, there's anger and hurt and resentment and sometimes feelings of betrayal. I mean, it's just, there's a whole plethora of feelings as we go through this, Jackie, as you know, right? And that's to be expected. And, you know, nobody gets married with the intentions of, oh, I think I'll get married and have kids and then get divorced, right? So the important piece here is to recognize that your feelings are totally natural. They're totally to be expected. And part of your job, just as a human, but also as a parent, is to deal with your own feelings, process through them, work with a divorce coach, work with a therapist, write them in a journal, talk with your friends, go to a support group, whatever you need to do in order to be able to process through those feelings, do that, because you're going to feel so much better after you get through that process of grief. It really is grief, because you're grieving losses, and losses on so many levels, you know, losses of your marriage, losses of your family as you've known it, losses of your dreams and your hopes for the future. So you really need to just deal with your own feelings as you go through it.
100%. And also, a lot of people feel like they're doing something wrong if they feel anger or if they're feeling sorry for themselves. And I think that it is very important, like you said, Rita, to actually experience anger, be angry. The worst kinds of divorce is when one person isn't angry, and really deep down they are, but they won't admit it. They won't express it. And that can really mess a person up. So you got to feel the anger. You got to feel the resentment. Feel like a victim for a little bit, I always say. Mm-hmm. It can't get to the point where 2 years later, you still can't get out of bed. That's not good. But you have to, like Rita said, really let yourself feel these emotions and keep it separate from your children. Mm-hmm. So I think it's okay to cry with your kids if they're crying and say, I'm sad too. I understand how you feel, but don't start talking about how you're devastated and you can't get out of bed and you don't know how you're going to move on and you're scared. You can't do that to your kids, because your kids need you to be their rock. So I think what Rita's saying is deal with your own feelings, meaning like on your own time, go see a therapist, go to a divorce coach, and keep it separate from when your kids aren't around, right?
Yes. Yes. But Jackie, what you said about, you know, having some feelings and expressing some feelings in front of the kids, absolutely. You know, if the kids don't see you dealing with some sort of, you know, sadness or grief or whatever, they're going to feel like there's something wrong with them. And or they're going to wind up feeling like, oh, maybe my mom never really loved my dad, or maybe my dad never really loved my mom, and that's why this is easy for them. So you expressing, you know, parents expressing their feelings does a couple things. It shows kids that it's okay to have those feelings. It's okay and it's healthy to express them. And it gives them permission to have those feelings as well. But it's like you said, Jackie, you know, expressing them and then leaning on your kids are two entirely different things.
That makes so much sense. See, that's why you're the therapist and I'm the divorce girl smiling journalist. Okay, moving on to number two of the tips to co-parenting with someone who hurt you is keep communication brief and child focused. So tell me about that.
So what I find so often is that, you know, when people go back and forth in their communication, you know, that inevitably some old experience or feeling or resentment comes up. And, you know, it's really tempting and in some ways sort of natural to just like fire back a nasty text message about whatever that particular experience was, right? But the point is that it's not relevant anymore, because I always like to say to parents, you are in the business of raising your children. That is the only thing that you need to communicate about is your kids. So if something comes up and there was a, you know, say there was a birthday a year ago that didn't get acknowledged and now it's your birthday again, and, you know, you're tempted to shoot off a nasty text and say, remember when this happened and that hurt me so much and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just not relevant anymore. So the communication should always be brief and child focused. You know, we talk a lot about the BIF method, which was developed by someone named Bill Eddy. And BIF means brief, informative, friendly and firm. And so always, always, always just keep that at the forefront of your mind, you know, when you're communicating. I always say to people, the thing about conflict is that conflict keeps us connected. And in as much as conflict is uncomfortable, if you know, a marriage has broken down to the point of divorce, then there's not a lot left. But if there's still conflict, there's something left. And so it keeps you in it in a way that in some ways is comforting, but it's not healthy.
Absolutely. Okay, wait, let's get back to Biff. Brief, informative, friendly, and firm. So yes, that makes so much sense. And by the way, for people who don't know who Bill Eddy is, he's like a huge deal in the mediation world and teaches classes and teaches people how to become mediators. Here's an example of what I used to do with my ex-husband. This is going back over a decade ago. He would say, oh, I have plans on Saturday. I can't take the kids. I know it's my weekend, but I'm sorry, I have to do this work thing. And I would say, well, what else is new? It was always like that. That was our whole marriage. You were never around. You were always working. Now, how is that helpful?
Jackie, that is such a perfect example. I love the way you just did that, because that's exactly how it goes.
Right. And what Rita's saying is, and Bill Eddy, brief. Oh, okay. You can't take the kids. Well, why don't you take them next Wednesday, even though that's my night? Then I can have a night. You can have a night with them. I can have a night out. What do you think? That's it. Isn't that, even though you want to say, you asshole. Are you allowed to say that on a podcast? Oh, no.
I'm not sure.
All right. So I love this advice. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilosoff and my guest, Rita Morris, a therapist and a life/divorce/parenting coach. So her niche is helping people with their kids and to co-parent during and after divorce. And actually, Rita has an 8-week group coaching program starting in October. So Rita does sessions individually, but now she's starting group coaching programs. So if you're interested, I want you to send an email to Rita. The name of her company is A Parent's Path. So just go to aparentspath@gmail.com and put count me in the subject line, and that will start communications with you and Rita, and then Rita will send you information when it gets closer. All right, we're talking 5 tips to co-parenting with someone who hurt you. Number 3, focus on your motivation. What does that mean?
So that means that you want to love your kids more than you hate your ex. And keep in mind your motivation. Your motivation, of course, is raising healthy, happy kids, right? So if you keep that at the forefront of your mind, it's going to make it a lot easier not to engage in the kind of dialogue that you just, Jackie, showed us. You know, the tit for tat, the, oh, sure, this is what we always have done, and why would I expect you to do anything different? Because at the end of the day, how is that helpful to your kids? And so what you get to do is you get to ask yourself the question, is this in line with my goal? Is this in line with my goal of keeping my children at the forefront, of making my kids the most important thing in this relationship?
Okay, I am going to give you another example. I know this guy who got divorced, and I'm only hearing the guy's side because he's my friend, but he had young kids, and the wife was taking the kids on like a 3-week European vacation with her new wealthy boyfriend, okay? She would not allow him to come over with Starbucks before they went to the airport and say goodbye to the kids. My heart was breaking. Like, how much would that have meant to the kids to see their dad and be like, oh my gosh, he cares about us. He's going to miss us so much that he brought us muffins from Starbucks. You know, like he said, I'm only going to stay in the driveway and I'll be there for less than 5 minutes. Can you?
That is so heartbreaking.
It is. It made me sick.
It is sickening. It really is.
So what is really the motivation? So Rita's saying, focus on your motivation. Is it to stick it to your ex so he can't say goodbye to your kids when they're going to Europe for 3 weeks? Or is the motivation to make my kids grow up with healthy self-esteem that their father loves them so much? And by the way, that is so important with girls, that he wanted to give them Starbucks just to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a really powerful action to take.
Absolutely.
You know, for the dad to take in that moment. Like, it's just a small, kind, thoughtful gesture. And yes, Jackie, it sends the message, you are important to me.
Yep. Okay, we have two more tips of the five tips to co-parent with someone who hurt you. And before I get to the two tips, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that might be helpful to you if you are in need. The first one is Ruth Schwartz, who is an insurance professional. The reason you might need to talk to Ruth is because in many divorces, probably more than not, people are required to get a life insurance policy as part of their divorce agreement. And Ruth can help you. Ruth is somebody I have known for over 10 years. She decided she wants to get into the divorce space a little bit, and she can help you get a good policy with either New York Life or another insurance company. So if you need insurance, Ruth Schwartz, and you can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling. And the other person I want to mention is someone named Tracy Conan. And Tracy is a forensic accountant. So what does that mean? It means, do you think that your soon-to-be ex is hiding money? If you think so, Tracy has developed a program called Divorce Money Guide. So look up divorcemoneyguide.com. And it is a program that is not expensive, and it will help you find money if there is new money hidden. So you can also find out more about Tracy on divorcegirlsmiling.com. Moving on to number four of the five tips to co-parenting with someone who hurt you is separate your parent mind from your spouse mind. Tell me about that, Rita.
So I like to encourage people to stop thinking about their ex as their ex and try to see them as, again, your business partner in the business of raising your children. So they're not your ex, they're your co-parent. Try to see them through the eyes of your kids. So in other words, when your kids look at their mom or their dad, what do they see? What do they experience?
Like focus on the good qualities.
Yes, focus on the good qualities. Absolutely. Like, you know, put aside the fact that there was some, you know, betrayal or there was cheating or, you know, those kinds of things. And look at your spouse through your kid's eyes. Like, he comes to every school event, or he's never late for a pickup or drop off, or, you know, every time they forget their lunch at home, they run their lunch up to school. Like, look at them through the eyes of your children and see the things that they do and all the small gestures of love that they do for your kids. And I think that can be really helpful in terms of just like, okay, you know, like, maybe they were really terrible to me, but they're really wonderful to my kids.
And you know what, Rita? That's not easy to do. You have a great point. Like, a lot of people getting divorced will tell me, oh, my ex is trying to be super dad. He's trying to do everything he did. When we were married, he didn't do shit. And now he's like doing everything. But that's good. So you're doing what Rita said and putting it, going from your parent mind, going to your parent mind from your spouse mind. That's a great thing. He's benefiting your kids. So what if he changed? That's good.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, Jackie, because that's a dynamic that I hear about a lot. And sometimes, yeah, there is something to be said for, oh, they're trying to be super dad or super mom now. But it's also that, you know, in the course of a marriage, we sort of fall into these routines, right? And so typically in a family, there is one person who tends to be the primary caretaker, right? So for that other person, there's a huge learning curve. And so now they're having to cook dinner, do the pickups, do the drop-offs. And so it may seem like they're attempting to be the super parent, but really what they're trying to do is do the new jobs that have been added to their list since the dynamic of the relationship has changed.
100%. And even if he or she cheated, and even if you think they're the worst person and you can't even look at them, if you have this mindset of them as a parent and you try to look out for your kids, and I know it isn't easy, I promise you in the long run, you are giving your kids a huge, huge benefit and you're doing them a big favor. And let me tell you one more thing. If your spouse cheated and you're like, my kids don't even know, you know, they know. Either they already know or later on they'll figure it out. It will never be like an unjust, unfair world where they'll never know. Do you agree with me?
100%. Kids are smart and they figure things out. You know, I say that to people all the time, like, let your kids learn those lessons. They will learn them. It may not be on your time frame, but they will learn them. Absolutely. 100%.
You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast with Jackie Pilosoff and my guest, Rita Morris, who is a therapist and a parenting coach. We are talking about 5 tips to co-parent with someone who hurt you. And we're moving on to tip number 5, which is the most, not the most important tip, but it's going to be the most controversial. And that is forgive your co-parent. And you're probably listening going, what? Screw you, Jeff. No way. So tell me about that.
This is where I most often get the most amount of pushback from people, because they're like, what is wrong with you? You want me to forgive them? They did this, 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 and this, and there's no way in hell I'm forgiving them. So, but here's the thing. When we think about forgiveness, if you think about what is the core of forgiveness, you're letting go because you're carrying a burden, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So you're giving up resentment. You're giving up anger. But so what that really means is that you're lightening your own load. So does it in some ways maybe make your ex think that you have condoned their behavior? It might. It absolutely might. But if you're carrying that around with you day and night and you're holding on to it and you're thinking about it as you're trying to sleep or you're going out for a run and you're thinking about all of the negativity and all of the anger and all the resentment, who's suffering? You are. They're not suffering when you're trying to sleep and you can't sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning because you're so angry. They're sleeping.
Absolutely. You know, I wrote a whole article on reasons why you should forgive your ex. I wrote it on Divorce Girl Smiling. For the listeners here, look it up. And it was like people were just slamming me. What the article said were reasons to forgive your ex are not because you're going to forget what he or she did. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting, but it benefits you. It benefits the kids, and you are the beneficiary of forgiving.
100%. 100%. Jackie, in the article, I quoted Desmond Tutu, and the quote was, to forgive is the best form of self-interest because I'm also releasing myself from the bonds that hold me captive.
100%, because nobody wants to be that bitter, angry person who's still holding on to that grudge after years and years and years. I know a woman who still cannot stop talking about her divorce and her husband cheating, and it's been like 12 years. And nobody wants to be around.
It's such a burden.
Yes, it is. So that was number 5. We have some final thoughts, but before I offer the final thoughts that you're actually going to love, I just want to mention 2 Divorce Girl Smiling partners, both attorneys, who I would highly recommend. I know them both really well. One is in Chicago and one is in Southern California. The one in Chicago is Anna Krolikowska. She used to be the Illinois State Bar president, one of the only women in its whole history. Anna is an amazing person. And then Patricia Van Haren is in Irvine, California, serving the whole state of California. She's a huge, both of these lawyers, by the way, are huge fans of mediation and the collaborative divorce process. They're not litigators. They don't want to battle it out in court, but they're really tough women. So if they had to, that you would want them representing you. You can find them both on Divorce Girl Smiling. And in closing, Rita, here's how you ended the article. Co-parenting with someone who hurt you isn't easy. It can feel unfair. It can feel like you have to walk on eggshells or like you're faking your feelings. But once you see the benefits of following these tips, benefits to your kids and benefits to you, it will start to feel normal and life will be easier and less stressful. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I think my biggest takeaway from today, Jackie, is you were unhappy when you were married. You took it all apart. You went through the trouble. You moved houses. Your finances changed. All of that happened. And so now work towards being happy because that's why you did this. Build yourself a beautiful life and a beautiful future, one for you and for your kids.
Absolutely. And for people listening who maybe it wasn't your decision to get divorced, you know, I can't count the number of people who tell me I never wanted the divorce and now it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened. And that doesn't happen for many, many years, but most people start to see the things that they didn't see when they were married and realize that they really deserve better now. And they won't settle. And they end up, as Rita said, having all this happiness. And I think it's hard to have happiness when anger and resentment are crowding out. And the way to get rid of the anger and resentment is to forgive.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. As counterintuitive as it seems, that is the road forward, 100%.
Yep. Rita, you're amazing. You are so good at what you do. I think that you're experienced, you're smart, you are extremely pleasant to talk to. For anyone listening, if you want to get in touch with Rita and you think you need some individual counseling sessions about how to co-parent or even if just how to be a parent, if your kids have ADHD or they're suffering from anxiety from the divorce or even just in general, Rita is really great at sorting these things out. And of course, her coaching program sounds like it's going to be wonderful. So Rita, thank you so much for being here and taking the time to do this podcast.
Thank you, Jackie. This was a blast.
Well, I feel the same way. And if you want to reach Rita, go to aparentspath.com. That's her website. And she puts out great content. And also, Rita, those quotes that I'm always forwarding into my group, those are great. They're not really quotes.
Thank
They're
you.
More of like little tidbits of parenting advice, which I really, really wish when I was getting divorced, I would have had those. So thank you again. And everybody, if you want to reach Rita again, aparentspath.com. And if you want to reach me or read more articles or listen to more podcasts or download my mobile app, go to divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.